The president isn't the only super stable genius. Here's Steve Gruber.
Program today, Chris Farrell is going to be here from Judicial Watch. You don't want to miss that. Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, the boss there, says that Barack Obama should testify as to his knowledge of the dossier and the spying of candidate Donald Trump. And he says clearly Obama knew what was, he said he couldn't not know what was going on. Says it's just not possible that he didn't know what was going on. True or not true, I don't know. But he'll be here on the program. Todd Wood will be here. Curtis Houck will be here. Julie Gunlock. Dr. Roger Klein. And Ron Rademacher will be here for a bit. And then later on the program, Bill Ballinger, the political insider, will join us because we're at the deadline for signatures to be turned in for initiatives to appear on the November ballot. So we know that we're going to have several potential ballot initiatives this year, including the legalization of marijuana, a push to raise the minimum wage, plus paid sick leave guaranteed and required. Just some of the things that are going to be happening here. Bill Ballinger will be here to talk about some of those things and making sure that we're on top of it. If you hadn't heard, there's a hepatitis A outbreak in Michigan. And Chris Laramie, the father of three, who often eats with coworkers in Warren, according to an article in the Free Press, is one of those people that went out and had lunch with his coworkers and later found he had hepatitis A, one of more than 800 people sickened with the virus since August of 2016 here in the state. 27 have died. It's the biggest hepatitis outbreak in the country, by the way. Hardest hit are Macomb County, Detroit, Wayne County, Oakland County. Hepatitis A, highly contagious, can be spread through food and water contamination. Fecal matter from an infected person, close contact, sexual contact can also pass the virus. It causes liver inflammation and liver failure in extreme cases, can be prevented through vaccination and hand washing. And I bring that to your attention as we head into the next story here, which is something I talked about for a long time, and that is the Legionnaire's disease outbreak in Genesee County that has been routinely linked to the changing of the water in Flint. I said was most likely linked back to a hospital source. We talked about it here on the program. Those that were wanting to turn the Flint water crisis into a political campaign issue, as they did, and make the Flint lead water issue a campaign talking point, which they did. Also wanted to make Legionnaire's disease a point of switching the water, and somehow that state officials were racist and that this had been done to hurt people of color and so forth. All of these conversations that were put out there, bogus as they were. But now, more than 3 years after that outbreak of Legionnaire's disease, the state of Michigan has a report that has come out that comes to the finding that exposure to McLaren Flint Hospital and not Flint water is the only explanation for the surge in cases. They can find no clustering otherwise of this disease. It goes back to bad water at that hospital, so says the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. The time period includes 17 months when the city used the Flint River as its water source. Now, this comes from MLive. The time period includes the 17 months when the city used the Flint River as its water source and is at odds with separate studies by professors at Wayne State and Virginia Tech universities, each of which have said the use of river water was likely a trigger to the outbreaks. MDHHS said in its report is the result of reviews of medical records and interviews to determine the symptoms onset, patient residence, recent health care receive recent travel and other variables into the equation. McLaren issued a statement yesterday calling the timing of the report interesting, an interesting coincidence as the first phase of the criminal proceedings against MDHHS leadership winds down. Initial review of the report reveals no new information regarding our community's epidemic of Legionnaires' disease in 2014 and 15, but reflects the state's normal pattern of attempting to shift liability away from those criminally charged, the hospital said in an email to MLive at the Flint Journal. The two top executives at the Department of Health and Human Services are facing criminal charges related to the Flint water crisis, specifically the state's failure to inform and protect the public from Legionnaires during those outbreaks. I find the state's report to be compelling. It may not agree with Wayne State, and it may not agree with Virginia Tech, but I find the state's report to be compelling because that's the way it normally works. There's a concentration. There's a point of origin. It's not the whole river. It's not the whole water source. The hospital would be something to look at, to review, to investigate. Now, during the Genesee District Court preliminary exams, attorneys for Nick Lyon and Chief Medical Executive Dr. Eden Wells have said that the department pursued more than a single theory for what may have caused the spike of the disease in the county. Here's what we know. The cases were throughout Genesee County. And a vast majority were in cases where they didn't get Flint water. That's the key. 7 out of 10 were in homes that didn't get water from the Flint water system. So the Legionnaires' disease wasn't linked back to the Flint water system. It was linked back to the hospital, according to the state. And we'll stay on this and keep track of what happens here. Expect a vigorous defense from McLaren in Flint on this matter. It's 25 after on a Wednesday here on the program. This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions, your Michigan-based professionals. When dealing with the IRS or the state of Michigan, Chris McClatch will be there for you. Don't do this alone. Put in your area code and then tax.com, 989-TAX.com, 269-TAX.com. Find Chris McClatch or get a professional on your side.